Simple.
Good morning from the GR. It is Graham this morning from the Time Joyner Morning Show.
Yeah, J. Anthony Brown.
Where are we again, Simple? Help me.
The Grand Rapids, baby.
The GR. And on the road with us on the Time Tour is Damon Williams.
Good morning, and good morning.
What's happening, man? All right. Previously on the Time Joyner Morning Show.
When we last left.
We got on the bus after we talked to you. And we rode 3 hours on the bus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Day two is still getting along. We tell people all this. We tell people this all the time. That the reason we sound like we're really liking each other and getting along and everything.
We like each other.
We like each other.
You know, when he says that, I'm not so sure anymore.
I'm not sure he likes us. Yeah,
exactly.
But that's because we're not in the same studio every day.
That helps.
And when we're on the tour like this, we're together.
Yeah, we get to catch up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And as Jay likes to just go into his office. And
in the back of the bus.
Yes.
That helps.
Yes.
All that helps. Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. Where do we start? Let's start with...
Yes, the Diddy.
Yeah. Let's start with Donald Trump.
Number one, player.
He's number one.
With a bullet.
Number one in the polls.
And that happened last week. They started showing some polls, Tom, with him inching up and showing that what I was saying a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't just the name recognition. Now he has touched a nerve with a lot of dissatisfied and disaffected voters. And they are coming out and saying, you know, we like what he's saying about this whole immigration issue. He may not be saying it exactly the way you should say it, politically speaking, but he is touching a lot of nerves and speaking for a lot of people who are being polled.
Mm-hmm. Now, Macy's fired Donald Trump.
A lot of people let go of him as a result of those first
comments. And Macy's was one of them.
Yep.
And 30,000 people, 30,000 customers ripped their Macy's cards up. That's scary.
And who took that poll to find out that they actually did rip their cards up?
Well, they,
they sent them in.
The demonstration
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, because Donald Trump is such a master of the television moment, and he knows production and he knows the value of moments like that. Just like what they said when he made his announcement, there were the whole auditorium was filled with people that he hired. So I'm wondering if this isn't just another
PR
effort on his part. Exactly.
I see what you're saying, Damon.
Yeah.
That's a lot. 30,000 customers.
At once. 30,000 people had
in
stamps.
In two weeks.
30,000 people had stamps and sent stuff in.
I like to go with the latter. I heard him say that on TV. I like to go with the latter.
Yeah.
I think, I don't have any idea what that means.
Okay, then.
The latter for me means that people like Donald Trump. They like what he's saying.
Okay, the 30,000 cut up Macy's cards is one thing. But the polls is something else.
I think like him, play. I'm with you on that, man.
I don't think he can manipulate the polls.
I don't know that he can manipulate the polls, but I think actions like that, certainly. But I, like I said, I think that he has touched a nerve, and he's speaking for a lot of
people. Who conducted the poll? If they can manipulate a whole election, they can manipulate a poll.
Oh,
that's right. We watch TV, don't we?
Yeah, man. That's episode 3 of House of Cards.
House of Cards, that's right.
That sounds like a 15th-place Republican saying that.
That's right. If you watch House of Cards, what do I always say?
Hey.
Everything is on TV.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't trust. He has enough money to manipulate a lot of things, you know. And then can we trust him to say the right thing if he is the president?
No, hell no.
Of course not.
No.
You are absolutely right. No, we cannot.
We can't have Donald Trump
as
president.
But you know what's really interesting, Tom and Damon and Jay, is that now that in the front of the polls, those who are really falling back, like Dr. Ben Carson
and
Carly Fiorina, they're like, well, maybe he is saying something that we need to listen to. Mm. Or even Ben Carson said, I'd like to have Donald Trump as my running mate. Well, now those who are far back in the polls are looking and saying, well, hey, look over here. Right. Look what I can do. And so, and now co-opting some of the things
he's
saying.
Somebody needs to tell Ben Carson, nickel, please.
The first nickel of the day.
Ding, 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 ding.
Your girl Whoopi changed her mind, player.
I just want to tell you, I was waiting for the weed to break off, and then, you know, hey, once it wore off, I saw the light.
Whoopi said, if this is to be tried in
if
a court
this
of...
this is to be tried in a court of, go ahead.
Public opinion.
Court of, go ahead.
Translate. All right, here we go. I got to say...
I just want to say...
all the information that's out there...
people have been telling me some stuff, you see what I'm saying?
And it kind of points to guilty.
I just have to say, out of this good eye.
Wow. She got a bad eye? Right.
No, it just sounds funny.
No, it's just funnier to say.
Whoopi Davis Jr.?
Exactly, because it is.
Yeah,
he got a little Samoan.
And she went on to say, she said, I have to say. I thought,
yeah.
Here's all the information. Take his ass to jail.
This is what happens when you sober up off that weed.
Tom, I was watching. I was back in the hotel room when it happened yesterday.
Uh-huh.
When she was on with Dan Abrams. And when she said, and you could see it as the conversation was going on. And you could see
like
how
she saw the light, right.
Things were starting to turn here. And she kept talking about the court of public opinion and all of this and how these women cannot go to court because of the rape laws, and encouraging women and others to write and contact their state representatives about changing the laws in the various states, because that's where the rape laws are. And then when she said, Bill, speak up or shut up. And I was like, whoa, that was it for me. And,
yeah.
And knowing that the time had come for her
so
to make that change.
The only person left that really believes him is Camille now so far, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The last one.
The last one. You know what? That's a friend for you, though.
That's what I said.
That's a friend to the
but,
end.
I mean, if you Whoopi, do.
Whoopi is standing up for her friend, Bill Cosby.
Everybody should have a friend like that, I thought.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. If and I have a friend, quote unquote, that's done something really, really bad, does that make you a friend to say that they're guilty? I mean, yeah. Is she not a friend if she says he's guilty? And I think, you know, I mean, most people think he's guilty. He did this stuff.
Well, like you said, maybe she
I mean, up to this point,
yeah,
she stood up. She stood up for him.
She stood up for a friend. Yeah,
she stood up for, and she was the last friend to stand.
Yeah.
Last friend standing.
I'm just thinking, maybe she left a couple open and had pop one out, and like, you know, okay, he still ain't gonna try me.
I'm sitting here naked.
I'm telling you, he didn't do it.
I'm sitting here. Right.
My whole areola is in
wow. Wow, the first one of the morning. Okay.
I thought that was a nice technical soft term.
I'm going with the ladder.
Yeah. It's no way. I tried it.
Yeah.
When I was on vacation, I was at a bar, and the bar was closing in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And the video screen played this closing video, and it was a song. It was James Brown's This Is a Man's World with Luciano Pavarotti.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard this. Full orchestra, filmed in Greece. James Brown has been dead 10 years. I don't know when this was done. I'm the biggest James Brown, one of the biggest James Brown fans ever. I never heard this. This Is a Man's World, and then Luciano Pavarotti does his version in Italian.
Okay.
It is amazing. It's on YouTube. I downloaded it. I'll play it next. This is some amazing stuff. James Brown, full orchestra with Luciano
Pavarotti.
Coming up next on the TJMS.